There you go. That is Sown with The Feeling. This is Adam and Joe on XFM here on a Saturday afternoon. How you doing, man?
Well, I'm all right. Hello, listeners. I've actually got a temperature and a cold.
Have you actually got a temperature?
Yeah. I've had a fever.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Have you been dealing with it?
Well, watching the Commonwealth Games has been my only solace in my nights of red-hot insomnia.
What sort of action are you getting on the Commonwealth Games at the moment?
Bums. Bums and pecs.
Bums and pecs?
Bums, pecs and boobs.
Where from?
All what? In tight lycra.
Are they doing, is it gymnastics in that kind of situation?
Yeah, all kinds of things. The other day there was a bike race, but for some reason they were doing it in their swimming costumes. And it was just this shot of five scantily clad ladies' bums.
So it's just
on bikes. Maybe it's just me, I don't know.
You're just those watching male ladies' swimmers, bike races.
Yeah, those male swimmers, they've all got the same body. They're like an action figure with a changeable head.
So you're having a kind of crazy polysexual...
There's nothing sexual about it.
Why are you...
It's just admiring the human physique in all its different shapes.
Okay, good, good.
Is it? I'm sure anybody out there who's been watching the Commonwealth Games, you just end up looking at their bits.
Mm.
It's not really about sport. It should be called the Bits Games. No, it wouldn't be good.
That's what the games is.
Oh, the Channel 4 celebrity sport thing.
Yeah, you're basically just looking at the celebrity.
No one's watching that, are they? Bodies. Why would you watch Peter Duncan do a canoe race when you've got the professionals on the other side? Not the professionals, but, you know, real sportsmen.
Yeah. We should say thanks to Alex.
Yeah, thanks
and the
to
team.
Yeah, the TV
Alex
sex pixie
and,
god.
And Mark and Ash. For doing another great show. We never really give them the correct props, but they've got an incredible amount of energy that they infuse the studio
You're
with.
Ill as well, aren't you, Adam?
I'm not as ill as you, but yeah, I've got a bit of a cold.
Yeah, we're both ill.
On.
If you're ill, you're in the right place.
Yeah, because we're ill.
This afternoon. Listen, we've got an amazing prize this week, listeners. We're giving away a helicopter flying lesson.
That's incredible.
Yeah? Isn't that incredible? For one lucky winner, thanks to 118 and their A-Team campaign. So I've personally never been in a helicopter before.
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah. No, I don't think I have.
So that's amazing. A helicopter flying lesson.
That's frightening.
What use would that have? Just the one lesson? You can't presumably learn how to fly a helicopter in just one lesson.
Yeah, it's very easy.
Is it?
Yes.
Is it?
Because you switch them on.
Yeah.
And then there's just an up stick and a down stick.
Well, what about forward?
Forwards. It's like a joystick you get in there.
You know what? I don't want to go in a helicopter.
Why not?
Because if
a
plane breaks down, it can glide to the ground. If a helicopter breaks...
It smashes into a cliffside and explodes into flames.
If you're lucky.
That's what usually happens with helicopters.
Really?
No, not on this occasion, obviously.
Obviously, no, this
listeners.
Is the world's safest one. So, I wonder how we're going to give that prize away. We'll work it out later in the show, but that's a pretty amazing prize. Plus, we've got five copies of Gus Van Sant's Last Days DVDs, the film that is not based on Kurt Cobain. No.
Not based on Kurt Cobain. Ideal for anyone who needs... nap.
Have you seen it, Adam?
Yes.
I hear it's great. You're a bit thick.
Absolutely.
You are thick.
No, I am a bit thick. It's
you
true.
Are a bit thick. Come on, if you're more intelligent than Adam, you'll love that. And we've got three Masters of Horror DVDs. That's good. I bet they're a box set, aren't they? That's a series of 1 hour horror things that have been showing on Bravo, but they're all directed by famous directors. Mm. One of them's directed by Takashi Miike, who did Audition and stuff. And it's so horrible. They're not going to release it.
Really?
They're only going to release it on DVD. Do we have that one? Are we giving away that one? We'll have a look and get back to you on that one. Plus, of course, brilliant music from The Zootons coming up, Hard-Fi, Charlatans, The Killers, Oasis, The Arctic Monkeys. That's all just the first hour.
And a few nuggets that we'll throw in as well. Non-playlist nuggets for you listeners. So let's play some more music right now. This is The Zootons.
Why won't you give me your love? By The Zootons.
They don't like futons. They love crunchy croutons. What was the other one?
I can't remember. Two tons.
Their combined weight is two tons.
They are the Zootons.
With Why Don't You Give Me Your Love? Adam and Joe on XFM, we've had a couple of texts. Already we've got things to deal with.
Apparently if a helicopter... If the engine breaks, there's still energy in the... What do they call them? Choppers?
The chopper wings.
In the chopper wings, there's still a bit of energy in the chopper wings. They still whiz round, and it can land. It just does a bit of a bumpy landing.
What's the official... He had the technical term for... The chopper wings, energy that they still have.
Auto-rotate. A helicopter can auto-rotate.
There you go.
Yeah. That's actually encouraged me. I now might go in a helichopper.
Helichopper. You won't immediately slam into the side of a mountain and explode into flames. Wow, that's a good prize. We've still got to figure out exactly what we're going to...
Yeah,
well, we've got crap commentary corner coming
up.
Is it easy?
Well, you know, we had a brilliant crap commentary 2 weeks ago with Guy Ritchie's insane Kabbalah-based rantings on the DVD of Revolver.
Yes.
And, you know, crap commentary is peak and trough. This week it's a trough. A couple of weeks ago, peak. This week, trough.
Yeah.
I had real trouble finding one. I was ill. They're so boring anyway, DVD commentaries.
You do have to sift through a lot to get to the good stuff.
So I've put an extra twist on it this week.
Right.
I'm not going to tell you what it is.
Oh, that's exciting. Well, that's coming up in about 10 minutes' time anyway. Then, of course, we've got a text competition in the second hour. So... We'll see how it goes with the crap commentary corner as far as giving away the chopper flights. Hey, have you been getting weird emails about your bank details?
Well, those phishing ones with a PH. Phishing, it's called.
Is it?
Yeah, like, when you send a fake one from the Halifax or something and they say check. Yeah, that's famous.
Is it?
That's been going on for years, yes.
For years? It's only just started happening to me.
To you? Have you responded to any of them?
I was thinking about it.
And then I wised up. I decided to take the precaution of ringing my bank and saying, excuse me, why are you sending me those emails? What does it mean? And
what did they say?
They said, you haven't responded to them, have you? In quite a tired way. And I said, no, not yet. Why? What is it? And they said, well, they're fake, obviously. And
You're funny, aren't you? Because you're a very clever guy.
Mm.
But you fall for stuff like that. Like, you fall for those scratch cards they give away in the Sunday magazines.
Well, since when?
Well, don't you remember, like, last year you came in and you thought you'd won a holiday to France?
Yeah, that's right.
Because it had fell out of the News of the World. And you didn't realise it was a holiday in a Portaloo in a specific week. And you had to pay for the flights and cooking and accommodation.
That's quite true.
And there was no running water.
Because I'm hopeful. I want life
to be... optimistic, okay.
I'm an optimist. I'm such a jerk.
You're not. It's just funny, Liz. You're an intelligent man, but yet...
I was so excited about increasing my penis size as well, and that turned out to be a complete scam.
Did it get smaller?
Yeah. Hey, Joe, we've got a free play right now, and this is something you've brought in. Would you like to introduce
it? Yeah, this is an exciting new band. This single comes out in a month or so, I think. They're called 28 Costumes, aren't they?
Correct.
Yeah, and this is a really good song. Check this out. This is called You Excite Me. Oh dear, it was all going so well and then they messed it up on the guitar at the end.
How embarrassing.
They fired that guy.
Why do you think they kept it in?
Should have cut that bit out. We're joking, of course. That's 28 Costumes. Hot new band.
Hot new band! They sounded
Remember that name?
They sounded a little bit like Interpol covering Suede.
Yeah, I think they're playing live in London in the next few days and that single comes out in a month or so.
Rock and roll.
With You Excite Me. What now, Adam Buxton?
Well, I thought we'd play some adverts, Joe, because I'm a big fan.
I love adverts. I've got a lot of disposable income.
Yeah, same
and
here.
And I just need some stuff.
I'm always keen to track down the best in whatever field.
And advice as well.
You know?
About drugs and that kind of thing.
That's right. Well, that's the kind of thing you can expect from this series of adverts. And after that, I think we should play Crap Commentary Corner.
Good plan.
So, listeners, stay tuned.
XFM. This is XFM. Love music. Love XFM.
That's the Charlatans with Black and Blue Eyes. This is Adam and Joe here on XFM. It's competition time right now.
It's time to call in. You could win something amazing. Let us begin. Can you guess which film we're playing
by hearing what they're saying?
Crap commentary.
commentary corner.
Oh dear, you know, this because I've been ill, I watched all Saturday morning telly this morning.
Oh yeah.
Stephen and Holly's Saturday Misery Fest.
What channel is that on?
ITV, that's dreadful. Dick and Dom, which is fantastic. And there's another one, CD UK or something. They've all got jingles like that.
Have they?
Non-stop, stupidly sung jingles.
Mad jingles.
Yeah, and we're adding to it.
Well, they ripped us off, man.
That's true, we did it first.
Yeah, Ministry of Mayhem, they get all their stuff from us.
Anyway, that's another topic of conversation. It's time to play Crap Commentary Corner. And at stake, the prize, listeners, is this helicopter flying lesson. That's right. Learn how to fly a helicopter.
Yeah,
who knows when that could come in useful?
At least begin to learn how to fly.
Yeah, if you join the army, you'll be a step ahead of all the other grunts.
Mainly, it's a chance to just be up in a helicopter and have your hand on the flying stick.
Oh.
You know? That's exciting.
That's exciting. So this is possibly the most exciting prize we've ever given away.
Yeah.
And it's thanks to 118 and their A-Team campaign, because the A-Team went around in a helicopter, didn't they?
Sometimes.
Apart from Mr. T.
Because he hated flying, you fool.
I don't like flying, you fool. No flying, fully.
Brilliant. Okay, so let's waste no more time. The number is 0871 222 1049. 0871 222 1049. If you can tell us who this is speaking, what actor or actress, and what movie this commentary is taken from. But there's a twist this week. Isn't there, Adam?
Yeah, it's outrageous. I mean, it is. I would say it's virtually impossible.
It's virtually impossible. If you get this from this first clip, because we've adjusted the speed of the voice, it's too easy when listened to a normal speed. So we've adjusted the speed of this person's voice, and it makes them sound very, very unlike how they really sound.
And you've made it slower, we should say, obviously.
Yeah.
And it really has made them sound quite horrifically kind of creepy.
Like a very, very stoned tramp.
Yeah.
So have a listen to this, yeah.
I read the script and then I met with Tony, and, well, of course, everybody loves Tony, it's like, craziness, but, so I met him, and then, I totally, like, wanted to do it, like, totally.
Whoa. That sounds dreadful. And, I think it's not, people need to know, I think, that it's actually a much younger person than that sounds.
Right.
You know?
Okay, well, listen, 0871-222-1049, and have a guess. If no one is getting it, we'll play you the clip at normal speed. But it's a sort of, the slow one is too hard, and the fast one, and the normal one's too easy.
I don't think the normal one is too easy, you reckon?
Okay, well, let's see what comes through from that.
Okay, shall we just play it one more time? Have a listen, and listen to what she's talking about. Not that that's particularly helpful.
I read the script and then I met with Tony, and, well, of course, everybody loves Tony. It's like craziness. But I met him, and then I totally like wanted to do it, like totally.
Wow!
Everybody loves Tony.
Everybody loves
like
Tony.
Craziness.
So Tony is the person that she worked with. I think we can tell people that Tony is the person that directed the film she was in. So think younger, think much younger, and
think Tony. 0871-222-1049 to win that helicopter flying lesson.
Let's play some more music right now. Here are the Killers with Mr. Brightside. I never did. That was Mr. Brightside.
One of us has got to talk.
Sorry. We've become one tedious person. That's the Killers with Mr. Brightside. We have a couple of people on the line now who think that they might know the identity of the
slowed down
crap commentary
actress victim that we played before. Shall we hear the clip just once more before we go to the phones?
Let's hear the creepy clip.
I read the script and then I met with Tony, and well, of course, everybody loves Tony. It's like craziness, but I met him, and then I totally like wanted to do it, like totally.
Oh, that's frightening, man. It just sounds like someone with a very badly bashed in jaw.
Yes. So anyway. Maxine, hello, Maxine.
Hello.
How you doing?
Not too bad, you?
Well, temperature, flu, you know, apart from that, very well.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, thanks for your sympathy. So you reckon you... How come you reckon you know who that is?
It's a stab in the dark, to be honest.
Is it?
I think it's Reese Witherspoon.
Based on what? No evidence whatsoever?
None whatsoever. She's female.
Right.
You know what? I can understand where Maxine's coming from.
Can you, Adam?
Yeah, because of the overbite. Do you know what I mean? You know Reese Witherspoon's got that kind of,
She's got a Jimba jaw.
She's got a prominent jaw.
And a Jimba jaw's different from an overbite, though. A Jimba jaw is an underbite, isn't it? Like that, except with Bruce Forsyth.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Whereas
yeah.
An overbite is like that.
It's all the way down.
That's just a Chinaman. Of course I'm being stupid.
He's just being ironically
I'm
racist.
I'm being 70s. But, yeah, so, sorry, where were we?
Is that what it's called, a Jimba jaw?
Yeah, isn't it a Jimba jaw when a jaw sticks out?
I've heard of that. That's brilliant. Yeah. That sounds right.
So, and you think that Reese Witherspoon's Jimba jaw might make her sound a bit sort of,
She's the highest
strange.
Paid woman in Hollywood.
She is.
But... it's not the correct answer to our competition, I'm afraid, Maxine.
No.
Sorry about that.
Hey, do you want a prize anyway?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't go in a helicopter, Maxine. I'm sorry about that. No. But you can.
What
can she do, Joe?
Well, she could. You could have a Masters of Horror DVD. Do you like horror?
Are you brainy? Maxine, are you a brainy person?
Yeah, I'm extremely intellectual.
Are you a bit arty as well?
Maybe
you'd like a copy of Gus Van Sant's Last Days video, because it is, I mean, it is, I was only joking before, it's certainly ponderous, I'll say that much for it, but it is kind of, there's lots of brilliant things about it, and it is, whatever he says, kind of based on the Last Days of Kurt Cobain, so it's well worth seeing if you'd like that.
Do you want that, yeah. Maxine?
That would be lovely, thank you.
Hurrah!
Hurrah! Thank
we'll
you very much
you.
For calling,
good
Maxine.
Guess.
Yeah, very good guess.
But it's not Witherspoon, we got a second caller, Rael on the line. Hello, Rael.
Hello there.
Is Am it I saying your name right?
Rael or Rael?
Like a train track.
Oh, Rael, right, not like one of the demons in Ghostbusters.
Are you British, Rael?
I am, that's right, yeah, English, yeah.
British Rael. Did lots of people call you British Rael?
Yeah, I've never heard that before, actually.
Have you not? I'm the king.
No, it's amazing. Hey. Everyone said that all the time, but that never happens. It's weird.
Thanks,
Rael,
man.
What do you do for a living? Or you're a student, or...?
I'm actually unemployed right now.
No, that's wrong. What are your skills?
I resigned from my job a few days ago.
Let's get you a job. What are your skills?
You could be a train driver.
I tell you what your skill might
be. Wouldn't it, yeah.
Your skill is recognising slowed down voices.
That is my skill, must be said.
Is there a place in society for someone with that skill?
Who knows?
What was your mental process with the competition, Rael?
Well, my mental process was I had heard the commentary in question and therefore recognised it instantly.
No, you're joking.
So much as just remembering it.
Man, you are unemployed, aren't
you're
you?
You're a nerd! Have you seriously heard
unemployed?
It?
Yeah, I have. Well, it's because, to be honest, I heard it in my job. When I was doing some work on the film, so I heard it,
You worked on this film?
In a very simple manner.
Right, this
I was
is good,
involved
now.
In syncing up the commentary.
So who is it?
It's Dakota Fanning.
But
and
she's
not. Doing a commentary on Man on Fire, talking about Tony Scott, the director of the film.
Brilliant.
So, shall we hear the... can we be bothered to hear the clip
slow again? Let's hear the slowed-down version just one more time to remind people of how creepy it is. And the brilliance of Rael's deductive reasoning and memory powers.
Oh, I read the script and then I met with Tony. And, well, of course, everybody loves Tony. It's like craziness, but,
That's so frightening.
It is like craziness. Look, can we hear it at normal speed now?
And here it is, ladies and gentlemen, at normal speed.
Oh, I read the script and then I met with Tony. And, well, of course, everybody loves Tony. It's like craziness, but, sorry, I met him and then, I totally, like, wanted to do it. Like, totally.
Now, that one sounds like the freaky version, doesn't it? The Munchkin version. But that's real. That's the way that Dakota speaks, being very young.
Like, totally.
So, Rael, what sort of work did you do on Man on Fire?
It was very simple. Basically, just a transfer job, taking the sound from one source and putting it onto another source so that for the DVD.
You mean
made.
You burnt off a CD of the soundtrack for one of your mates?
I stole it, and then I listened to it on a daily basis, just because I really enjoy hearing Dakota Fanning talking about the kind of clothes she was wearing in the film for 2 hours.
So you were responsible for making sure it all synced up?
Basically, that's it, yeah.
The disturbing thing about Dakota Fanning on that commentary track is she talks exactly like an adult. She doesn't just talk. She obviously spends too much time with adults. She doesn't.
No, you're
spend
right. Enough. You're absolutely right.
And she laughs like an adult. She's got this laugh, like that. Seriously, obviously it's a bit higher pitched than that. But it's like, yeah. Well, that's just a horse noise, isn't it, Rael?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's a bit more of a horse noise. I couldn't really do an impression.
So listen, Rael, congratulations. Thanks for calling
and
in.
You're
and
going in a helicopter.
You're going in a helicopter.
Do you want
machine?
That prize, or will that frighten you?
That sounds, pretty exciting to me. I'd be up for helicopter action, yeah.
You cool. definitely... But listen, man, this is a big prize. You can't just take the prize and then just not do it, okay? You have to do...
I think you've got to call us and tell us what it was like.
On a daily basis, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's... You're going in a whirly bird. That's what they call them.
Call it like that.
It's going to be amazing, Rail. And please, would you let us know how it went? And I hope you have a fantastic time. And thank you very much for calling in.
Especially let us know how it goes if the
Don't say anything like that at all.
It's just be a heavy landing.
Okay. Fine. We'll be back soon. XFM. This is XFM. XFM. Love music. Love XFM.
That's nice.
Yeah, that's a free play there. Shouldn't really have played it out of the break, Joe. That's not on.
Isn't it?
No, it's...
Get out!
It's not allowed, so I might be fired for that. Sorry, XFM bosses. But it is a lovely song. It's Captain Beefheart. My head is my only house unless it rains.
Xanthi there pointing out that... We were talking about Jimba Jaws earlier, that Will Young has the most prominent Jimba Jaw in pop.
Yeah. The Jimba Jaw, it must be a sign of power or something.
Do you think?
Confidence, yeah. If you can put your best jaw forward, it means that people are going to believe in what you have to peddle. Because he's a very successful man. And, you know, I just can't get over the fact that Witherspoon is the highest paid woman in Hollywood.
It's anybody's game.
It's extraordinary. What has she done to deserve that? Walk the Line is her most celebrated role, correct? Otherwise, it's Legally Blonde 1 and 2 and...
Well, she's in Election, right?
Election.
That's really good. She was really good. And Freeway. Isn't she in Freeway? That's really good as well.
I know she's a talented actress, obviously, but she's one of those people a bit like, this is a controversial point of view, but a bit like Johnny Depp, who's basically been in a lot of films that I really couldn't be bothered to watch from start to finish. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway, let's move from one controversial topic to another. Well, it's not really controversial, it's sort of tragic. The drug trials, obviously we don't want to poke fun at anyone involved or
No, this
victims.
Is a deeply serious and horrible story, but we would like to talk a bit about the way the press have covered it.
Yeah, it was just very weird. It struck
me... So what
me...
we're going to say now is actually nothing to do with the appalling predicament of the people themselves, but
we're
specifically addressing the papers and the sensationalist tone with which they covered it, as if... It was some sort of Marvel superhero origin story.
The story was so horrific that the media just got in a complete excitement about it. Just thought, wow, this is like Jacob's Ladder or something. Do you know what I mean? I mean, it's most like Jacob's Ladder, isn't it?
Yeah.
Don't you think? No, I'm saying in theme and fear factor.
So what? The idea being that they were trying to turn it into like something out of a movie.
Yeah, they were playing on people's fears and exploiting the fact that
And
people...
mental images that people already have in their heads, like Elephant Man references and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly.
When nobody actually knows what the truth is of what went on in there.
No, and of course there's no photographs to corroborate any of that kind of scurril. But they had these interviewees, like the one of the poor blokes, his girlfriend was talking about going in and seeing him, and she was very tearful. And she was the one that was using these phrases like he was like the Elephant Man, and he was so puffy she couldn't bear to look at him, and she was like whispering in his ear for saying, come on, get your cells to regenerate, and all these sort of lines that more or less could have been lifted out of a film. They must have been just rubbing their hands with glee. I saw BBC News 24 running the interview with his girlfriend quite a lot, and they ran it really long as well, because they were just sort of thinking, wow, people are going to be freaking out over the ideas and the mental images that this horrific stuff is conjuring. And they really milked it. Did you say that some paper had reported someone as saying that one of their heads exploded?
Yeah, the headline in The Sun was, I saw man's head explode.
That's insane.
Then I turned inside and there was no reference to a head exploding.
No, of course
not. It was just swelling fast.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not exploding, is it?
Misery.
And I was thinking scanners.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
That's crazy.
Anyway, I think there's been some sensationalist reporting there.
It's outrageous. And anyway, the latest news I checked this morning was that there are now just two men who are remaining critically ill. So I do hope that they improve very quickly. But what's going to happen to drug trials themselves now? Because presumably they will have to continue testing drugs on humans at some, you know, at some level. But who's going to volunteer for them? And I guess they're just going to have to make it really worth your while, like pay you a load of money. Would you ever go up for one now?
No.
Would you definitely not? Not even if they offered you like 20,000 quid?
No.
And
no,
said,
no,
no,
no, I'd never do that.
But you never would in the first place, would
Robert
you?
Robert Rodriguez did it, didn't he? The guy that directed El Mariachi and Spy Kids and Sin City.
Yeah.
He famously started his movie career by being a human guinea pig.
Right.
That's how he raised the money for his first low-budget film.
Yeah, well, I've met lots of people. There's always students and people who are doing drug trials and stuff like that. Not those kind of drug trials, but medical ones. And I always marveled, I must say, at the mentality of someone who would do that, because you just think that is freaky. But the thing is, they are mainly assured that the worst symptoms they will experience are things like headaches and a bit of nausea. Apart from that, they're okay, generally.
Mm.
Anyway, hope they all improve, you know, and get better, that kind of thing. But, oh dear, misery. Okie doke, let's play some more music now. And this is the Arctic Monkeys, When the Sun Goes Down.
I said, who's that girl there? I wonder what went wrong so that she had to...
They're like a sensation.
That's a band called the Funky Monkeys. They're very big.
Very big.
If you're young.
And did you know,
what?
That they never had any publicity?
Oh.
It spread through the internet.
On the internet.
Did you know that it spread through the internet?
They're very spotty.
They're very spotty.
I think they're...
They're marvellous.
Yes.
Yes.
So listen, we've had a number of calls and texts telling us a fact that we didn't previously know, that apparently since the horrific events in that drug testing centre, applications for drug trials have rocketed up. Thousands of people are now applying. Because the newspapers have told them that you get paid $2,000.
Yeah, and they're thinking, $2,000, good deal.
Yeah.
I'll have some of that. But
isn't
two
that weird?
Grand is not enough,
That's
surely.
Very strange.
Anyway, I guess it's good that they're getting to test their drugs.
Yeah, thanks to Chris who texted that in. And who was that on the phone? Somebody called
Les.
Les, thanks, Les. Yeah, that's fascinating. What strange people are. People are strange.
That's a brilliant point, John.
Yeah. Yeah. You never thought that?
People are strange.
I was just thinking, people are weird. The world's a weird place.
I'll tell you what, Joe. There's now stranger than folk.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's not the correct phrase.
I'm so ill.
Right, then. We'll be back shortly and launching our text competition for the second hour. We've still got lots of amazing prizes to give away and great music to play, and there's still so much to live for here on XFM.
XFM. Love music. Love music. Love XFM. XFM.
What are you going on about, Joe?
What? I'm just reading a mag.
What are you talking about? The bathroom? That sounded interesting. That was Coldplay, by the way.
Yeah,
with the hardest
it's
part.
It's not interesting, trust me.
It sounded amazing. What are you reading?
Telegraph magazine. Can I say hello to the builders that are doing my kitchen?
No, you can't.
Lee and Will and Lee. Danny.
You got Lee around.
Electrician bloke. Yeah, you know Lee Adam.
Yeah.
They're doing such good work. They found some asbestos this morning, and yesterday they found an old rat's nest and a skeleton.
I bet they planted it.
They're fearless.
They planted that asbestos.
They don't care. They
That's
just carry on.
Typical Lee. That's classic Lee.
Do you think? Plant the asbestos.
Plant the asbestos.
Stick another grand on.
Oh, bad news, I'm afraid, Joe. Found a bit of asbestos in there. Oh, dear. No, there's a skeleton down there. Oh, dear. Rats.
You're so cynical. He'll never work for you again.
He's brilliant, Lee. He's a genius.
He's a genius. Anyway, it's time for a text competition, listeners. The text number is 83XFM, 83XFM, and the winner of this text competition will get a pair of tickets to see the Dead 60s or a Gus Van Sant DVD of Last Days, or a Masters of Horror DVD.
Wow.
So what's the competition, Ad?
Well, this is a competition that I imagine might have been done before in the world. But I was struck by a humorously named shop in a small village that I visited the other day.
Yeah.
In Norfolk. And it's a shop that specialises in dyeing all kinds of fabric. Okay. So it's called We Dye to Please.
Nice.
Well, not really, I was thinking. I was thinking, nice. If you're going to have a shop that specialises in dyeing, and you've got all those puns available to you,
yeah.
Why would you settle for We Dye to Please? Pretty much anything would be better than that.
No, but
it?
You don't want to make people think they're going to die.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I
oh,
was
do they? Oh, well, you do.
I was thinking it'd be better if it was called We're All Gonna Die. Come on,
no
that
one
would
shop there.
Would they not? What about Live and Let Die?
That's better.
That's better than...
That's good.
That's better than We Die to Please, surely. Mm. How about this? Died and Gone to Heaven.
That's good.
Yeah? Or what about this? You've got to die sometime.
Yeah.
That's not quite so good, is it? Because that, again, makes you think of mortality. But anyway, so basically, I'm curious to hear either... Maybe not real shop puns that people have seen. Although, if they're very good, I would be curious to hear them. But I want people to make up some good shop puns, because it's an enjoyable pastime making up shop puns.
Right, we've had one already. Jesus of Nazareth. That's an old one, isn't it?
That is old. Maybe this is an insane competition, isn't it? But here's a few real shop puns that actually exist. I was looking for these on the internet, and I found out that there is a whole book dedicated to these, which is called Shop Horror, which I believe that Richard and Judy talked about on their show. So here's a bit more publicity
only the
for
best
Shop Horror.
For us.
Yeah. Come on, Richard and Judy's excellent.
Yeah, it is.
Yes, it is. It's one of the best shows on TV.
Okay.
For hairdressers, okay, these are real ones. Curl Up and Die. Obviously.
That's famous.
That's a famous one. The Lunatic Fringe. Quite good. Kleptomania.
That's just mad.
What are you... You could be more enthusiastic about these.
Like, just being honest.
Just cheer for some of these.
Okay.
How about this? A Flower Shop. Austin... Wait, you haven't even heard it yet. Austin Flowers.
Like Austin Powers.
Yes. How about this? Pizza delivery place called Pizza the Action.
Oh, I love that
it's
phrase,
like
generally. No, but that's a phrase people use in newspapers all the time.
Yeah, that's true.
Grab a piece of the pizza, the action.
How about this? Chinese place called Walk This Way.
That's good.
Nice. For this one, Thai food, bow tie.
Oh.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And it's bow, it's spelled B-E-A-U. Quite good. And I was thinking for a restaurant that didn't serve Thai food, how about Tie the Knot? Because it doesn't serve Thai food.
Yeah.
Okay, here's another real one. Curtain shop. It's curtains for you.
Oh, brilliant.
That's good, isn't it?
Again, the customer's dead.
Yeah.
You just like to execute your customers.
No, they're not going to... You're not going to think about that. I'm not going to go in there because they're threatening to kill me. I just want some curtains. Shoe repair place. Cobblers to you.
Cobblers to you. That's good.
Do you think
it's
that,
aggressive.
Yeah, it's a bit aggressive, but you know...
A very aggressive high street.
Exactly. A tanning salon. Cosmopolitan. That's dreadful, isn't it? That is rubbish. On no, but on
Did
no
you think
level
of that?
Is that good. No, that's a real one. That's a real one.
Are these all real?
So far, those were all real, except for Tie the Knot, for a restaurant that doesn't serve Thai food. So I want people to come up with some names. For example, I thought maybe I could limit the competition to give it some parameters.
Right.
Come up with names for, you've got a choice of three. A key cutters.
Yeah? All right.
A chiropractor's.
You got a pen, Santa? Give me a pen, please.
Or a laundrette.
Say once more. Key cutters.
Key cutters.
Yeah.
Chiropractors.
C H.
Chiropractor is like a back doctor.
How do you spell that?
C H I R O practor. Yeah. Or a laundrette. Okay. Key cutter. Chiropractor.
Okay, I'm going to have a think during the next record.
I want some punny names for those. And see, this is real radio, Joe Cornish. Yeah.
Is it
puns? Puns. That's what radio's all about.
Afternoon. It's Adam and Joe on XFM. Is it music now?
It's music time.
Oh, yeah.
Editors with Munich. This is Adam and Joe here on a Saturday afternoon. It's a glorious Saturday afternoon.
It is, isn't it? Look at that.
Glorious. If only it would stay. It's getting a bit ludicrous, the coldness, don't you think, Joe Cornish?
Yeah.
And it certainly has got... Because cold doesn't actually give you a cold, does it?
No, but the extreme temperature changes do.
Yeah. And it just makes you more susceptible. How are you feeling anyway, Joe Cornish?
I'm okay. I've taken Anadin full strength caps.
Mm.
Yeah? And I feel all right. I feel like more powerful than usual.
Are you an ibuprofen man or a paracetamol man?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Would you go for, what are they called? What are the really strong painkillers called? Well, there's paracetamol or... Well, come on, thickies. What's the other one? You can't all be as thick as I am.
You're right. Ibuprofen.
Is ibuprofen the opposite of...
Anyway, listen, we're getting these text ideas in, Adam, Buxton.
Yeah.
Okay, so here... Shall I give you a little quick sample of some of the level of ideas we're getting?
You sound a little angry with me there, as if I've launched a bad competition.
I don't know, you know. Well, I think it's difficult for people to stay, within your parameters of key cutters, chiropractors and laundrettes.
I thought it would be good to impose some parameters. Has that backfired?
Nazia in Manor Park has an idea for a chiropractor called We've Got Your Back.
What?
That's quite good.
Why is that?
Because it means, like, we've got your back. Like, we're looking after you. We're watching out for you. But at the same time, quite literally, you come on. You understand.
I've never heard the phrase, we've got your back.
Oh, come on. That's a very popular phrase.
Is that amongst cops or something?
Nah, just I've got your back.
Like, you're
it just
covered.
Means I'm looking out for you, yeah.
I've got your back. You can go into the drug den now. I'll shoot any drug people that come out.
Spine thrillers, says Abby.
Spine thrillers?
What's that?
What? Spine
just
tinglers,
reading
I think.
What people have sent.
Abby, can I suggest spine tinglers would be better
spine
than...
Spine tinglers.
...would be better than spine thrillers.
A key cut is called copy cuts. That's just quite a good
copy cuts is quite good.
Yeah.
That is quite good, come on.
Yeah.
Or, spine thrillers.
Paul,
you may as well just call it spine box.
Can't read that out.
Has he got a dirty one?
No, it's just bad.
Come on, read a bad one.
For a key cutters, a bit of new key. And then in brackets he's put the word nookie. Come on, Paul.
I thought he was talking about like,
that in South End.
About the place. New key.
An air conditioning shop called Don't Cool Us, We'll Cool You.
Mm, yeah, well, that's good. That probably just exists, though, doesn't it?
Some of these are quite painful.
This is a rubbish competition. I apologise. I just did the whole...
Hey, this is quite good.
What?
No, it's not. It looked quite good at first.
What? Why did
a
you
key
think...
key cutters
yeah.
would be called Little Shop of Lockers. What? That's supposed to sound like Little Shop of Horrors. Horrors doesn't sound like lockers.
You may as well call it Star Wars Keys.
Yeah.
Or,
well, hang on.
Or King Keys.
Burglar's King. Key cutters called Burglar's King.
What?
That's
like
quite good,
Burger
isn't it?
King?
Yeah.
What's the guy? Has it got nothing to do with keys?
I thought a good name for a key cutters would be I'll Cut You. I'll cut you. That's a bit threatening, isn't it? Or Cutter's Way.
Cutter's
Very good
way.
Jeff Bridges film. Well, you set the competition. We're all trying our best to make you happy.
I know. Listen, I'm going to try and come up with some
that are actually
decent
good
ones. Yeah. We've had a couple of good ones in there already. There's some good ones being sent in.
Jeepers.
Cutter's Way.
Look, I've got an excuse. I've got a temperature.
Okay.
You're
then.
Healthy.
Here's Jack Johnson. So we're going through a few more of our competition entries,
Are we
our
back
text
on?
Entries. Yeah, we're back
I'm
on.
I'm blowing my nose, though.
Go on, it's candid. You don't have to blow it right in the mic.
Oh, I didn't. I've got multicoloured tissues.
Have you?
It's brilliant. You never know what colour the next one will be. Do you remember that when that was exciting? When I was a child, multicoloured tissues were really exciting.
Are you genuinely excited
Green,
by multicoloured
purple,
tissues?
Pink, what's it going to be?
They should have ones with different levels of, different textures. Some of them should be really rough, and some should be very smooth.
Why would that be good?
That's not a good idea, is
yeah.
it?
Yeah. So listen.
Yeah.
Yeah, this text competition.
This text competition.
Which we admit is a bit rubbish. You admit that, don't
I
you,
I do
Adam?
Admit that, yeah.
But yet, some of these entries are entering an area of rubbish that's quite special. Rubbishness. It's got quite a unique...
Special and
you've
rubosity.
Had a couple of people have actually phoned, haven't they, Xanthi?
Yeah.
But you failed to tell us who and what they've said. Well, yeah, but no one wants to hear you say it.
Come on, they do.
I'm being silly.
Where's your mic, Xanthi?
I'm being silly, Xanthi. Say it. Go on.
Hello.
Can we hear you?
Hello.
There we go. Speak. Come on. Don't make a.
We've got Mickey with Alicia's keys.
That's not... what.
Well, now he's assuming that the person that owns this shop is called Alicia.
Yeah,
Alicia's keys. I think that's very good. Well done, Mickey.
Yep.
Next, please.
His other idea was Twist and Shout.
For
a
what?
Laundrette.
For a laundrette. Why?
Because it's the name of a song.
No, it can't be for a laundrette. It must be for a chiropractor.
Oh, sorry.
For a laundrette?
Xanthi, your debut.
Because it's the name of a song, says Xanthi. Well,
what else? Come on, quickly.
It's a lockout.
It's a lockout for our key cutters.
Yeah, that's quite good.
Mike. That's good because it works on a number of different levels.
Does it, Adam? What levels then?
Well, there was a program
called It's a Knockout.
There was a program called It's a Knockout.
It's a lock shop.
No, there's a thing that happens in a pub, which is a lock in.
It's a lock, yeah.
But it's the reverse of that. And then there's something
How would you build on that in the, like, display of your shop? Would you have a picture of... Who is the guy that hosted It's a Knockout? Ed Hall?
Eddie Waring, or whatever. Stuart Hall,
that's right. Or you'd have a picture of him with keys instead of hands.
And when you went through the door, instead of, like, a bell that went off, you could have the sound of Stuart Hall going... And now he's...
God, like no that. One's coming to your shops. I want you back.
I want you.
If somebody's, they're still coming in.
What, has no one done lock
key cutters? Fob you off. That's quite good.
Fob you off is good.
And several people have texted in Back to the Future.
Yeah,
for the chiropractor.
What about lock stock and? There's got to be some lock stock pun for key cutters.
Lock and two smoking locks.
Yeah, lock stock and two keys in a barrel.
Jeepers.
Oh, dear. Should we wrap this thing up?
Yeah. We've got to choose a winner. I can't possibly choose a winner at such short notice.
All right, I'll tell you what.
It's going to take ages.
We'll do some ads and some music, and then we'll come back with a winner.
How do you choose between 100 really awful ideas? I'm not saying that we haven't had any better ones.
We've had a lot of experience.
A laundrette called Spinsters. That's a new one.
That's good. Maybe that could be the winner. We'll come back with a big announcement after this. XFM.
Love XFM.
2, 3, 4.
That's KT the Tunstall with Black Horse and the Cherry Tree. The second single to be taken from the Scottish singer-songwriter's debut album, Eye to the Telescope.
So listen, if you've entered our text competition and been listening to the text competition period of the show, well done. Thanks for sticking with us. And we're going to close it now. We've got a caller on the line. Ooh, that's a strange noise.
Nice little bit of...
Mucus-based.
Mucus.
Sean in London. Hello, Sean.
Hello there.
What do you think of the text competition, Sean?
It's rubbish, isn't it?
Yeah.
Come on, Sean. You're not supposed to fall that quickly.
But you're going to win it.
I know, but...
So you're calling yourself rubbish, in a way?
No, I was just a little bit better than rubbish. I was nearly rubbish.
Well, it is a good one, your one. Tell us what your one is, and this is for a laundrette, right?
It was wash your back.
What?
It wasn't.
No, come on, mate.
It was wash your problem.
Wash your problem.
Wash your problem, that's good. Did you genuinely forget what it was called there, Sean?
Yes.
Or were you trying to slip in an extra hybrid...
Have another go.
...of the chiropodist and the laundrette? Wash your back.
Wash your problem is good.
Two,
Wash your problem's genius. Did
it's
you make that up, or have you seen it somewhere else?
I'm afraid I made that up. Yeah,
you're a very clever man. Would you like a prize?
Go on. What have you got?
One pair of tickets to see the Dead 60s at the Astoria tomorrow night. A Gus Van Sant DVD or a Masters of Horror DVD?
A Masters of Horror DVD.
Masters of Horror.
Yes, you may have that. Well done.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, thanks a lot for, basically lifting the quality
saving
of that.
Saving your competition.
Yeah.
It's a half an hour of competition as well. That's dreadful, isn't it? Are you the kind of person that usually switches off when people have competitions on the radio, Sean?
No, I furiously send in rubbish entries.
Do you? Good.
There was one other quite good one, which is You Spin My Whites Round, Baby Whites Round. That's quite good, isn't it?
That is quite good.
From Abby.
I thought of a couple for chiropractors. Back in the Action...
Yeah,
that's terrible, isn't it? And how about this? This is dreadful. Batman turn her over, drive?
That's terrible.
And the driver's got nothing to do with it at the end as well. Anyway, I'm really happy to be able to put that competition finally to
bed. Sean. Don't tell anyone this happened.
No, no.
Okay, let's keep it between... Because you're the only person listening. Let's keep it between the three of us.
Okay. Cheers, Ed, Sean. Thanks for the call.
Can I just run a text competition for next week by you?
Yeah, go on then.
I can't work out how to make this work, but I'm obsessed with what I call parasite shows. Mm. You know, if there's a hit show on TV, they'll have a sister show.
Yeah, Big Brother's Big Mouth and...
Yeah, Big Brother's got two, hasn't it? It's got Big Brother's Little Brother, then Big Brother's... Big Mouth. Then there's Dancing on Ice, Defrosted.
Right.
Then there's The Apprentice, You're Fired.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was Space Cadets, The Satellite Show. And now there's The Game's Inside Track.
Yeah.
So my idea for a text competition maybe next week was come up with your own rubbish titles for a spin-off show.
That's a good idea.
Is that a good idea?
So you're giving but people a whole week to think of them.
Well, no, the thing is, I couldn't think of any funny ones.
Right.
I couldn't think of a single funny one.
Well, let's have
a think. Maybe this competition is flawed.
It's got to be. There's got to be something in there, surely.
Well, that's next week, isn't it?
Let's have a think. Free play right now as we approach the final section of the show. This is Canned Heat.
Little bit of sitar at the end here, Joel, and then...
Never goes amiss.
You know?
Can I ask you a question?
Go on, then.
Why are one in three men in London wearing narrowly striped, multicoloured scarves? Have you noticed that?
Oh, I saw my...
Every single man in London is wearing a scarf with very thin, multicoloured stripes tied like this in that sort of noose
right.
fashion.
Are they black, black
men?
Scarves?
Scarves.
Yeah.
No, they're multicoloured.
Yeah, I know, but black with multicoloured stripes.
There's various different types, but the unifying factor is they all have very narrow multicoloured stripes.
Well, it's and a everybody, nice look,
so it's
it?
A fashion, obviously, yeah, is yeah. the answer. But what you can't walk... I mean, someone out there listening is wearing one right now.
Yeah.
And surely you just... Every other parson... Parson? Every all other
the,
parson...
All the parsons are wearing
all
them.
The parsons. They're very big with parsons. Bless everybody you pass in the street, all the persons you pass in the street
parsons.
Are wearing them.
That's what they should call them.
I forgot what I was saying. I'm delirious.
You've invented a new word. It's brilliant.
I'm so ill. But do you know what I was getting at, though?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
I mean, what's the point? Everyone's wearing them.
Well, it's not. People,
stop it.
The only... People, it, you know, it's utilitarian, isn't it? They're not just wearing scarves to make an individualistic fashion statement, are they? They just
what
want
are
to wrap
why
up.
Are they they're wearing them to feel the same as everybody else.
They just want to keep their necks warm, you lunatic.
No, they're trying to be trendy. They've gone out and bought one of these... Where do you get them, anyway? Does anyone know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about. I'm just trying to be perverse. Now, shall we launch Ditties in the Dock, or should we do
yes.
that after the break? Let's do that right now. Are you going to go right the way through, Jim?
No.
Oh.
So, yes, Ditties in the Dock. This is the part of the show where you, the listeners, vote for what song we'll play out with. We get five voters on the show, on the telephone, on the lines. Everybody who calls in and gets on the air wins a prize, which will be an exciting DVD. And this week, the theme is illness, because both Adam and I are ill.
Mm.
You might have been able to tell by the slight low quality of the show.
We be illin.
And so I'll start with mine. Mine is going to be, funnily enough, Run DMC.
With You Be Illin.
You Be Illin.
Well, it is the most classic Illin track of all time.
Early hip-hop, from the days when rappers didn't actually have to do, you know, proper rapping. So one of the lines in this song is, dinner, you ate it till there was nothing left. It was salty with butter. And it was death.
That's right.
You couldn't get away with that these days. But it's one of the most primitive raps you've ever heard, but it's brilliant.
It is
so
very
I want
good.
You to call 0871 222 1049 and vote for Run DMC with Illin 0871 222 1049. Or...
I'm sure we had Illin as the...
Nah.
In a previous Ditties in the Dock. It just occurred to me as well that Dakota Fanning was the answer to a previous competition we had as well, not
Doesn't
so long
matter.
Ago. It was the Celebrity Regression.
Anyway. No one listens regularly. Like, imagine, they couldn't.
No, it's insanity. Yeah, you're quite right, sorry. My track that I want people to vote for this week, which is illness-based, is Achoo by Sparks. Now, I'm a big Sparks fan, and I know that there's a lot of Sparks fans that listen to this show, so I implore you, Sparks fans, get on the phones now and vote for this classic slice of Ron and Russell Mayall brilliance. From the album Propaganda, I think it is. And it's just, as usual with Sparks, thematically, it's insane. It's basically a song that seems to be about plague being spread in olden times, which is not something that people really write pop songs about that often. But they managed to make it, may I say, infectiously catchy. and it's a brilliant song, you know, and I implore you to vote for the Mighty Sparks.
So it's Sparks versus Run DMC, Illin versus Achu for our flu-based ditties in the dock. The number again, 0871-222-1049. Everybody who gets on the air will win a copy of Last Days or Masters of Horror. So please, call now!
XFM. This is XFM.
XFM.
Love music. Love music. Love XFM.
Thank you very much. That's Orson here on the Adam and Joe radio program with No Tomorrow.
I should have done... Doctor Doctor by the Thompson Twins.
Why?
Alan from Elton was... It's a good song.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway. Okay, this is in the dock.
Of course,
Sparks versus Run DMC.
Sparks with Achu versus Run DMC with UB Illin.
Yeah, it's a flu theme. And we got Aza on the line. Hello, Aza.
Hi.
Am I pronouncing your name correctly?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, that's cool.
Good stuff. And what are your headlines, Aza? What's going down in your world today? What's on the front page of the Aza Times?
I'm taking some American cousins around London, so...
Oh, no.
I'm parked outside Tower of London at the moment.
Oh, you're going to go to Madame Tussauds?
No, I think Westminster Abbey.
Yeah.
And we did Greenwich Observatory this morning. So.
What a day. Are they enjoying it?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
What you should do, of course, Aza, is just take them to the cinema and get them to see Kidult. Because it, it kicks the door right off its hinges. That's what it says on the poster, anyway.
I think they're used to a bit more sort of popcorn kind of stuff, maybe. Yeah.
So what are you voting for, Aza? Is it going to be Run DMC or is it going to be Sparks?
Yeah, Run DMC all the way.
Hey, well done. And what would you like, a copy of Gus Van Sant's Last Days or the Masters of Horror 2-DVD set?
Gus Van Sant one, please.
Good choice. Thanks for calling, Aza.
Okay.
I hope you have a nice day with your Yankee Poodle friends. And that they enjoy London. That's Yankee not rude, is it? Yankee
no, poodles? No. I've just never heard the phrase Yankee Poodle
Yankee
before.
Poodle. Sorry, Adam, you go for it.
Simon, I was going to say hello to Simon, that's all. How are you doing, Simon?
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, very well, thanks. What are you up to this afternoon?
My girlfriend subjected me to going to IKEA, I'm afraid.
Oh, no, that's hell.
That's rough, yeah, man.
Don't do that. Which one are you going to?
We've just come back from the new one at Edmonton.
Oh, dear.
You just came back?
Yeah, luckily.
What time did you set out this morning? 6 a.m.
Yeah, about 6:30, something like
that. Did you have any disgusting Swedish food?
Yeah, I did, actually.
Frankfurter. Did you have a Frankfurter?
Is that Swedish?
Herta Frankfurter.
Herta Ferta?
Anyway, Simon, what are you voting for? Run DMC or Sparks?
Mighty Sparks.
Yeah,
the Sparkles.
Doing?
Are you a Sparks fan, Simon?
I'm not really, but I've heard of... just recently heard a bit, and I think I might be coming a fan.
They take a bit of getting used to, Sparks, but they are well worth the effort, I tell you. They're going to be playing in London Live fairly soon. Anyway, Simon, have a great weekend. Thanks for your call. Sorry
to
hear
about that. Hey, we didn't ask what prize he wants. Is it
sorry,
Simon, are you still there?
Yeah.
Do you want Last Days or Horus?
I'm going to go to the Last Days.
Yeah.
Good choice.
Okay, Rosie's on the line. Hello, Rosie.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Oh, all right, apart from cleaning the kitchen. I'm
cleaning the kitchen?
Yeah.
Really? What are you using?
Oh, all sorts.
You got any Cillit Bang going
sorts.
There?
I
use
shouldn't use all sorts.
Can't clean the floor with licorice all sorts. You stupid woman!
They'll
just make it messier.
You'll just get smears on the vinyl. Why don't you use Cillit Bang?
Actually, I've got some of that.
Have you? Someone was telling me on Charlie Brooker's show the other day they had a sort of very angry...
We've talked about this.
Expert.
In fact, I talked about this when you were ill last year, about the fact that it's all rubbish.
It's rubbish, yeah. You can just dip it in. It's just a natural chemical reaction.
Yeah.
It'll dip it into...
Yeah.
Dip a coin into anything, more or less, and it'll It'll go all shiny.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true. Anyway.
Rosie, what are you going for? Is it Sparks or Run DMC?
Run DMC.
Yes.
Because I've been doing a lot of illing this winter.
Have you?
Yeah.
It's not fun, is it?
No.
No, it's so boring. Thank God for the Commonwealth Games. Well, nice vote. So that's 2-1 to Cornish.
DMC. Well, Rosie, thank you very much for your call. Good luck with the kitchen.
What would you like, horror or rock stars dying?
Go for the horror.
The horror, sensible Ooh, woman.
The horror.
Well done, thanks for calling.
I need another vote for the sparkles, otherwise I'm out of the picture. Renata, sparkles. Are you there?
Yes!
Renata, what's the matter with you, woman?
I've been waiting, man. This is taking a long time.
Where are you from? What's that crazy accent you've got, Renata?
Okay, I'm Italian Greek from Africa and lived in America.
Whoa.
Well, settle down, woman. You know, choose somewhere, for God's sake.
Italian Greek, what the heck do you look like, then?
I look like everyone else.
You look like everybody else. What do you do for a living, Renata?
I see them everywhere.
You see them everywhere?
Dead people.
Wow, we've got Hayley Joel Osment on the line. Renata, are you some kind of clairvoyant or fortune teller gypsy woman?
Just a gypsy woman.
Is that your multiple personalities laughing?
Yeah.
Was that film Sylvia? What was that weird film with that multiple personality woman?
Old TV movie.
Yeah, what's that called? I can't remember. Anyway, I think that's who we got calling. Renata, what are you voting for? Is it Sparks or Run DMC?
Run DMC.
Oh, Cornish wins. I'm surprised.
Yeah.
And what would you like? Would you like Kurt Cobain popping his clogs or non-famous people popping their clogs?
Ooh.
Can you have both? You're a greedy piggy.
You could do.
Yeah.
Yeah, go on, Renata, yeah. Man. It's like getting the
Let's
woman
send
from
Renata
the Exorcist
both.
On the phone.
I think Renata deserves both. And very much hope you enjoyed those films. Renata, can you remember any of the Rum DMC song?
Not at all.
Not at all, okay. Well, listen, it was a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks very much to everyone who phoned in this weekend. We really appreciate your continued support, especially considering the kind of level of competitions that we had going today.
Hey, don't be ashamed. I think it was fun. I think we took punnery to a whole new strange level.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe we should leave the puns alone for a little while. Anyway, this is a great way to see out the show. I mean, I'm sad that I'm not playing Sparks, obviously, but this is...
You know what? I'm slightly sad that you're not playing Sparks.
Come on, this is a great one.
Yeah.
You be illin'. Yeah. It was chicken. You ate it. And it was death. I like that line. That's good.
Thanks to everybody who texted, everybody who phoned. We'll be back between 1 and 3 next week. This has been Adam and Joe. We'll see you next week.
Love you. Bye.
Yo, Jay. Wait.
What?
Wait.
Two.
Day when I was chilling in Kentucky Fried Chicken, just minding my business, eating food and finger licking. This dude walks in, looking strange and kind of funny. Went up to the front with a menu and his money. He didn't walk straight, kind of side to side. He asked this old lady,
Yo, is this Kentucky Fried?
The lady said, yeah, smiling. He smiled back. He gave a quarter and his order.
Small fried.
You be illin',
yo, illin'. Don't you tell that kid
you be illin',
illin'.
You be illin',
illin'.
You be illin'. Hey. You want a ticket to see Dr. J? Front row seat,
free.
No pay. Radio in hand, snacks by feet. Game's about to start. You kicking popcorn
to the beat.
You finally wake up, Doc's gone to town, round his back, through the hoop, then you scream,
touchdown!
You be illin',
illin',
you be illin',
illin',
you be illin',
illin',
you tell that kid, you be illin'.
Hey.
Dinner, you
proceeded.